Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is the Grim Articles Show with Dead Penetration.
What's up?
And we got a lot to talk about. Yeah, we said we were going to do articles, but, you know, we're going to do some banner tonight. And we're going to be looking into a little fella by the name of Elon Musk. Now, but before we get into all that, let's talk about our sponsor. You can go to spinningrobotpussy.com/TFM and make sure you put the little check for Grimlord or TFM. We don't care. But it helps him out to know who came to him from us. So if you're watching this show and you're like, I want a spinning robot pussy real bad for me or my wife or whatever, just go ahead and check that little box. You know, there's a drop down.
Yep.
And just select Grimlord, and
hours
you'll be like,
"Hours of fun!"
Yeah, hours
you'd
of fun.
You'd be surprised how much longer it lasts when you're not doing all the heavy lifting.
Yeah. I actually have been trying to contact him and getting one because I want to try one out now. I think
I'm
actually
trying
one
out.
I want to try one out as well.
But it looks like a, if you don't put any lube in there, it could go awry
maybe,
pretty quick.
Maybe. Well, you should really use lube.
Oh,
with
always use lube. That's,
but,
that's half the fun, is picking out the perfect lube.
Right, right.
Sometimes.
The lube can make it better.
Oh, yeah.
So, go ahead, give that a try. And also, don't forget about spinningrobotpussy.com/eyes. He's still doing the eyes.
And if
you want the wandering eyes, and if you have a painting that you want to have, you know, the eyes to follow,
oh, yeah,
that
if
would
you
be
want
cool,
a lazy
right?
Wandering eye, that costs extra.
Yeah. So check that out. Also, don't forget about Steven's GoFundMe. He's still running that. So if you want to check out Steven's GoFundMe and help him rebuild a good old fashioned muscle car, then you can go get that one.
This is not what I thought you were going to say.
Good old-fashioned muscle car. Yeah, that's what he's doing.
You want to build a good old-fashioned muff muncher.
Anything like
get
that.
Get all of them. He'll put you in touch with the right people.
Okay, not so much that. But, and the game we're playing again is Bloodstained. Yes, I played Postal 4. Now, a little problem with that, guys. Basically, I was going to play Dead and I guess, yeah, I know you guys want more footage, but I don't know. I was doing some shit and I didn't feel up to it that Friday, so it didn't get done. No big fucking deal, though. We will do it this week, because I want to get further in that game, and I've heard everything spins on its head. Like, so I want to know, oh, wow, so this is some big conspiracy or whatever. Anyway, you have to change the settings, the screen settings in OBS. And I had, forgot about it before we did the open mic. So, basically, we did a good open mic. Well, if you count the first part of it, me walking around the same area because I couldn't hear what I was supposed to be doing. The open mic conversation was really good. So, what I decided to do, I know this is going to be weird, but I want you guys to just bear with me. But, basically, I decided to re-record an hour 30 minutes of footage of Postal. And I showed way more of the game than I did on that one. So, you're going to get to see a lot of Postal 4.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's 1.0. You're going to love it.
It looks
it's,
good what I've seen of it.
Yeah.
So far.
It's not available on any consoles yet. They're working on it. And I'm also talking to the team about getting some more music. Because I got tired of hearing, what was it, Set for the World or Fight. There was this one band that they seem to play all the time, and I was like, guys, I know, it's hard rock.
It's hard rock.
They got some of that too, but it's hard rock. But basically, I know people in the industry. I have worked with Nuclear Blast. I've worked with Napalm Records. I've worked with Century Media, which is owned by Sony now. I've worked with all these labels, Inside Out Music. Devin Townsend stuff. I even worked with Tool. Not necessarily Tool, but Maynard James Keenan. I was actually offered to do a Pucifer record for Universal. So, I've done a lot of stuff, guys. I know the contacts. And they're probably not, I hate to break it to you, but these big labels probably aren't going to give their music out to that game. I know it's metal, and you would think that a band like Hypocrisy or something, but they kind of, you know, things have changed a lot in the industry.
They might be trying to hang on to their last cards they can deal.
Yeah. So, basically, a lot of indie acts, which are already on there, like Dope Sick, obviously. I heard that record, and it's not what you think. You heard the Big Ugly, and that song fucking kills, but there's so many other things that he did on there that do not go with Postal, by the way. But there's a lot of indie bands, basically, that I want to get introduced, especially if you like the Monolith Paradigm on there. So a lot of stuff like that. Hard rock, we got hard rock. There's all these man, there's so many rock and metal bands out there, and this is a game that wants to embrace that shit, because when you're busting people's heads and shooting and doing all crazy shit, you kind of want that blasting metal, and that's what I specialize in. Now, I can't help on the synth. They do have John of the Shred on there, though. John of the Shred is great. His shit's almost up there with John Carpenter. Yeah, I know that's a lot to say, but it's almost up there with John Carpenter. You can tell that was an inspiration of his. But they have a synth radio station, they have a rock and metal radio station, and they have a radio station that just kind of is banter. It's just talking. But it's good. Like, I like the skits. It's really offensive. It's super offensive. It's like South Park offensive. It's so crazy and over the top. I love it. It's a great game. Definitely go pick it up. It's mostly positive, very positive reviews on Steam.
Do you know when the release will be?
It's already out.
Oh, which one?
Postal 4 has already been out.
Oh,
it's out.
You said it wasn't.
It's out, but the game's not finished. It's just not going to be out for consoles until they get everything polished and consoles actually accept it.
Oh, I got you. You said just for consoles.
So. No. It's not for consoles. Just for PC. It's only on PC right now.
Yeah.
And by the way, since this game is out, like, they've been having some hella sales on Postal 2. So if you want to get Postal 2 for really cheap, always go to Zoom. You can get it for $9.99, and you get it with the first game and all the expansions. They're going to get Postal 4 soon as well. It just, I guess they want to get a more complete version. Right now, it's 1.03, and it's just some hot fixes. But the game crashed on me after I saved, so, yeah.
Was it the one where you could play as Trump?
No.
Which one?
No, there's no Postal where you can play as Trump.
Well, we played one where
That's not Postal. That's not Postal.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're talking about a different game.
Yeah.
And I like what I played. I've enjoyed it. It feels like Postal. People said Postal 2 is better. I have to disagree. I like this one. Does it need more action? Yeah. There needs to be more people, more stuff. But it'll come. They said they have a lot of things they still want to do with the game. And adding more music is definitely part of that. So I hope they get back to me. Basically, I talked to their community manager. He sent me to their music department. Hopefully, they will be interested. I mean, the community manager thought so. I mean, they need help. But basically, dude, if I can get the labels that I know, or the publicists I know, they will get some good metal in there. They will get some good shit. Especially if Transcending Obscurity and maybe some of these other places wants to help out, you'll get some good stuff. So, just look forward to that. And some hard rock. You know, I don't know if everybody's going to respond. I hope Noah the Shark is still active, because he can get a lot of that kind of music like you heard in the trailer. He works with a lot of those kind of bands. So we're just going to see. But we can beef up that soundtrack for you, hopefully, if the devs are up to it. Right now, though, they're working on polishing that game, because it needs polish bad. But it's fun. It's janky, but it's fun.
Yeah.
Okay, so, other than that, a slight health update. I basically have to go see my urologist on the 29th. So, we're going to find out what's going on with this little situation. It's not great. I don't know what they're going to do, but I'll let you guys know after that time. We were originally going to interview Maya Chan, but with the Twitter buyout, and then there was the... I had to be on the MGTOWN podcast to do a special thing. So, just didn't have time, but I talked to Maya Chan, and she is absolutely down with us rescheduling next Monday. So, we will be doing it Monday, and I'm sure you want
to
talk
to her before?
Yeah, but we'll be talking to her again. Always good chats, and gonna talk about some things, you know. She's our resident sex therapist, I guess you could say. So, very good. talking with her. And I want to try to get on more interviews. I want to try to get Revy back on. Well, he was on an open mic, but I want to actually physically talk with him, you know, in a more, less, there's not so many other people and so many other topics, but just where we can kind of really get down to brass tacks. And, you know, he has a lot of information he wants to share. You got to understand, this guy's an entrepreneur at 20, and he's pretty successful. He's done a lot of good things in his 20s that a lot of guys kind of wish they were capable of. And he's going to show you how to do it. So it might very well be worth listening. I don't know how many guys on MGTOWN are going to actually listen to it, because I know we've got all these hookup guys on there. Oh, here's how you get pussy. I know. Y'all want that. But if you get successful, then you know what kind of comes to you. What was it we were saying that... the weight of a woman often depends on the man's paycheck. This is an old red pill. Basically, the more she weighs, the less he makes. The less she weighs, the more he makes.
I don't know. Skinny girls that are malnourished looking.
Yeah.
They could be in the same category.
Right.
But, yeah.
Definitely. Or the uglier she is, the less he makes. The hotter she is, the more he makes. Something like that.
Yeah,
I think that's pretty much
nowadays. Eating at McDonald's gets pretty pricey.
Yeah, oh my God, it does. I don't even eat McDonald's. I quit eating McDonald's.
I'm not a fan of it.
I don't eat there.
If I'm just desperate for something to eat,
I won't eat there. I will not eat there. I'll fucking pass it. I will go home and make something.
Yeah,
that's how I feel.
It's been a year. I've had anything.
It's been a year and a half since I've had anything.
It was probably middle of winter.
No, I'm never going up there.
Maybe January or December.
And with what's going on with me, like, I don't know. I just have an ulcer, guys. I was talking it up like it was the end of the world, but I just have an ulcer, and I'm probably going to have it for a while. Like, I don't know if this shit's going to fix it. Hopefully it does, but I don't really like the effects. Like, I'm not going to get too personal, but there's some certain things going on I'm going to try to check out. And, of course, I got to see my doctor on June the 8th for the next endo, which is coming up. So yeah, I got a whole another month though, so I don't know. We'll see what happens, because I've heard, you know, a lot of people have said that it's the drugs, that the medicine they put you on that can do stuff. I'm not gonna get too personal because it's kind of a bathroom issue, but yeah, it's not cool.
Yeah.
And it has me just a little bit worried. But also, I have IBS, so that does affect it. And my IBS is kind of seasonal. So if the weather's the weather is different...
Hay fever. Oh, shit.
Yeah. It's seasonal. It's affected by the seasons. Your bowels are definitely affected by the seasons sometimes. And definitely, I'm looser in the during the springtime. And it's harder during the winter. So, yeah. Summer is hard.
It might have to do with that and what's available, too.
Well, I don't know about that.
Don't you eat more fruit and stuff in the spring?
No, I eat fruit all the way around. I eat an apple every day.
Oh, well, that's good.
I'm eating an apple every day. I eat oatmeal every day. Every day I eat oatmeal.
They have the Granny Smiths. That's my favorite.
Oh, I just have... I like it sour. I have oatmeal with almond butter. Can't have peanut butter. Gives me real bad heartburn. Peanut butter, yeah, I just noticed that. I just realized that after all these years. Peanuts and peanut butter. But I can eat every nut over there except for a peanut. Like, I'm pointing to a jar.
Peanuts, more in the bean family.
Yep, I can't eat them. Gives me really bad heartburn. So, that's bloodless. You can play as her. You can actually play a whole campaign as her. And it's fun as fuck playing as her. Yep.
Yeah.
Bloodless was a waifu of mine at one time, but yeah, kind of waned out. Anyway, now that we're done talking about that, let's get on to talking about the more important things. All right, so Elon Musk bought Twitter. Let's go ahead and start, because we do have an article bit to get into this. We're going to go proper and do the article, and then we'll get into the main...
Oh, I've got shit to say.
I know you do. Okay, so maybe if my ass put it in the right room, we would be able to do it. Okay, so here we are. This is from ABC News. It says... All right, hold on now. Come on. Come on. Billionaire Tesla CEO Elon Musk reaches deal to acquire Twitter for approximately $44 billion. Yeah. San Francisco billionaire Tesla CEO Elon Musk reaches deal. That's all it says. That's all it says. It's a one-minute read. Yeah. So,
but what do you think is going to become of it? It's what everyone's talking about it.
Well, we've got everybody reeing on there. And I'm going to say something, because, I mean, I said this on the MGTOWN podcast, so it'll be a repeat for those who've heard there. But Twitter is a degenerate hive of fucking, like, just porn everywhere. And what I mean is, it got to the point where I was almost desensitized because I was just seeing a lot of the same thing. You know when you like a certain thing, but you constantly see it all the time, and it's certainly, and it just kind of gets...
Yeah.
That's what I was seeing. I was like, well, there's another girl, you know, like that. And I was like, oh my God, they're literally a dime a dozen. And it wasn't, you know, the cool thing about the giant boob girls back in the day was that there weren't so many of them. There were the naturals and stuff like that, sure. But now there's a lot more bigger girls, so they have, like, larger breasts. And, of course, then you have the fake, the ones that do fake ad, all that stuff. I always liked that kind of look, but it's a sexual thing. Like, I don't think I would date anybody like that. But it was something that, you know, just kind of turned me on. And anyway, it's got to the point where I'm seeing that so much that I'm just like, there's that again.
It's a good way of, like,
Desense,
for all these guys that, like, I'll never find some, like, they see what they're into flooded, like,
well,
shit, I was worried I would never find one. They're everywhere.
They're everywhere, but, yeah, at the same time, that's not, what you're into sexually isn't necessarily always the best option. Yeah,
if it's on the internet. More times than not, it's just a gimmick.
I mean, there's if you like a girl that has big breasts or whatever, and that's fine. I mean, because I had sex with a girl with large breasts before, and I liked it, and she had a pretty decent personality. I've talked about it. But, well, I don't know. I think her personality was kind of more like a block of wood. I liked the things she was into.
Thank goodness those breasts weren't made of wood.
Yeah, I liked the things she was into, but she didn't really have much to say. Very quiet. So I was like, I don't know if I can do this. Because I don't want somebody I can't talk to. I would just, Or just like, you know, she's not really kind of boring. Nobody wants a boring.
Well, the thing is, a lot of these guys don't really realize that until they're twice divorced. And
right.
Fucking, that's the deal. Like, if you can find someone you enjoy their company.
Right.
A lot of that.
Oh, yeah, and that's hard as hell to find. But like I said, it's harder than ever.
Shoot, I've been having crazy luck lately.
No, that doesn't mean that you're going to love the people that you're finding either. You have to really take your time. But as you get older, you give less of a damn. I will notice that. You're like, oh, you can. But then some guys get different. They're like, oh, I can tolerate less.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, there's less I can tolerate. Well, so you get even worse. It just depends on the kind of person you are.
The bullshit that's usually involved in those petty women is the shit I can't tolerate.
Yeah.
But the qualities that I do like, I can, that's what I'm after. So their looks really don't intimidate me at all. So, you know, when you're younger, your hormones are going.
Yeah.
I mean, they still rev.
They're still
the engine,
rev
but,
up, but it's not like it used to be.
Over them
absolutely.
Than I used to.
And I'm actually glad for that because my hormones are starting to slow down a bit, and I'm like, dude, this is great. Because I remember when I was younger and I would get a boner every time I see like a hot girl, and I'm like, dude, that doesn't happen anymore.
She's
a slight
breeze.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm glad I don't have to worry about that shit no more.
She'd
because I can
had
actually
sneak out of
high
school classes
with
like, how am I going to keep my dick? It's poking out of my jeans.
Right.
covered up to make it to my lobster.
Right, absolutely. That's a fucking thing that a lot of older guys have to deal with. And it's like, oh man, that's awesome. It's like God, thank you for this fucking hormone, but I think you might have overdid it. It's like, damn. But yeah, it's good. And I also notice more thirst traps and shit, because I don't get, like, I look at this stuff and I'm like, well, it has to take it takes a certain thing now for me to really get going. And you know what it seems to be? Yeah. It seems to be somebody that I know, or somebody that I've had an involvement with, or somebody that I know on a more personal level. Somebody that isn't actually, just some whatever.
It takes more of a connection now. Used to. Mm-hmm. They could offer.
Oh, yeah.
Not a bad idea, though.
But I'm just saying, like, random people and porn people. I mean, there's still some scenes that are nice. I was watching one in Bible Black, and that did something for me. But that's very fucking rare now. And that's not a bad thing. It doesn't mean, oh, you're good. No, it's a good thing. Because there's no... I think when the hormones are hitting a guy over the head, he can't fucking think right.
Nope.
And that's what we really need to talk about. It's very important. All these guys are like, no fap. But, eventually that shit does go down. So you do have to think about it like this. You know, as you get older, it will go down. So while you have it, obviously I know these guys are like, oh, these thoughts are everywhere. And of course you have Me Too and all that stuff. But as you get older, you do lose that shit. So keep that in mind. If you like having boners all the damn time and all that shit, it won't last forever. Just keep that in mind.
It really depends on diet and all that. There's other factors, but age just happens.
It
depends on the person and everything else.
Age just happens. Mal, go ahead and mute yourself. I forgot you have to mute. How in the world are you unmuted? All right. That's cool. No big deal. But, I was just looking. I'm like, oh, okay.
So anyway, we
went way. Sorry, guys. Tangent. I know you like the banner, but not that much.
Yeah.
So basically, all right. Elon Musk. Here's what I'm worried about.
All right.
Elon Musk did buy Twitter. Yes, he seems to be a proponent of free speech. He likes cat girls. He's cool with weebs and anime people. He seems to be into a lot of cool stuff, and I've listened to him talk on Rogan, and he's got the same issue as I do with the brain. He does have a type of autism.
He's got Asperger's.
I do as well.
Oh, I thought he just had autism.
I'm on the spectrum. If they diagnose me, they would, If they gave me a proper diagnosis.
You probably ought to, because I bet there's some benefits being diagnosed as far as, I don't know if benefits come into play, but
maybe it's probably not a bad idea to go up there.
College classes at a discount, or
that's probably not a bad idea. But because when I was listening to him talk, I was like, oh my god, it's like me talking. So I was listening to him talk and on Rogan, and it was really good. And I was like, oh, this dude is cool. I can understand what he's talking about. And most people would think, oh, it's a geek, but dude, that's just how we talk. That's like how fucking banter is, man. And I got it. I understood what he was talking about. However, there is one thing. Asperger's or not, tisms or not, dude is still considered, and you can look this up.
He's
by
into
the
sexism.
Way,
that's a ism.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Or not. Okay, I'm going to go into my conspiracy room and talk about a few things.
All right.
There is one. It was actually wearechange.org, which is a pretty good website. They're not woke, but they're talking about like the elite takeover. They're kind of like Alex Jones, but not as crazy, not as over the top as Alex Jones is. They're more to the point. But anyway, We Are Change, there was a guy that posted a message on there. It was a comment. And they were basically talking about how they think Elon Musk is a Trojan horse. So, let's look into that. And guys, I know you're listening because I read your comments, all of them. If there's a comment on MGTOW.TV, I specifically look at it and respond to it if it's something I want to respond to.
They did say think that's their opinion.
But what I'm going to say, we want you to look into this. We know you will, so please do it. We're just giving you the information. You need to fact check it and make sure. Okay. It said... Oh, I think I got tagged. Hold on. I got tagged. I got tagged a little bit.
Tagged.
He said, Oh, no. He said, okay, no. It's cool. All right, we're good. There was just some things from the MGTOW server that were going on. This is a live show, so things happen. Anyway, all right, here we go. For years, Elon has been financed by DARPA. He's the public face of advanced AI acceptance. He's good friends with Regina Dugan, former head of DARPA, and now a leading figure at Google. This is all very interesting information. On JR a couple years ago, Joe Rogan, okay. Regarding the AI takeover of human thought and the implementation of a global hive mind, he said, if you can't beat them, join them. Now, that's the same interview I listened to, but I don't recall that. Neuralink and Starlink are two companies of one project masquerading as helping the disabled and providing free internet across the world and universal free speech, respectively, which is an obvious Trojan horse operation, in this guy's opinion, of course. In truth, that's what he says, they are designed to do the exact opposite on both accounts. Both work together to create a global prison grid from which no human life will be able to escape. It is the next generation of DARPA's Project Argus IS. Now, I don't know anything about Argus IS, but that's about the second or third time I've seen it mentioned. Not to mention, Jeffrey Epstein was formerly an advisor to Elon Musk. I don't know about this. Again, do the research. Give me articles. If you have information, show it to me. That way we can get this stuff verified and it's not just the ramblings of some guy on the internet. Also, Elon Musk introduced Mark Zuckerberg to Epstein. That's also interesting information, but we don't have any factual, you know, verification for it. Musk's ex-wife, Tallulah Riley, admitted that her and Musk had visited Epstein's New York townhouse multiple times. Now, that's something we can verify.
Yeah.
Because we can look at Tallulah Ray admit Epstein, whatever. You can Google that and find out. And there's pictures of Musk with Ghislaine Maxwell. Now, one guy actually did look into that on MGTOW, and he said, as far as he can tell, there was a New York Post article which had a picture of him and Ghislaine Maxwell, but not together. They weren't pictured together. So that doesn't necessarily prove that he was taking pictures with her or even involved with her. We don't know. However, Tallulah Riley's account, if verified, could be a very powerful smoking gun here. Because if it is true that Tallulah, and we can verify what Tallulah says, then he would have been around with the Epsteins. I don't know, but that would be some information that would be useful in this. They were all very close, and no one talks about it for some reason. Now, again, I don't know. Musk has always said things people like to hear, and then does the opposite. He's a master baiter and switcher. And so few people
seem... Is he a master baiter?
And so few people seem to catch up on because apparently everyone these days have the memory capacity of goldfish. Masturbator. Okay. We have another one. This is from a website called America Out Loud. Apparently it's a podcast. But I was looking into the Elon Musk World Economic Foundation that we talk about, or Frontier, whatever that is, the WEF, Klaus Schwab's posse. I was talking about that, and I was looking it up, rather, and I found out that Musk is the young global leader for the World Economic Forum, one of many. Mark Zuckerberg and also Justin Trudeau and Gavin Newsom and other people are considered in this list. So that doesn't necessarily mean they're all playing on the same field. That just means that the WEF considers them valuable people to their agenda. So, is that a bad thing? Yes. But only if Elon Musk is going to play their game. We can't verify that Elon Musk wants to play their game at all. And even though he's taken over Twitter and may give the WEF, like, maybe they'll look at it and say, oh, well, maybe he is willing to use this information of all these people on Twitter as a global hive mind or something to help us further our agenda. I don't know. But according to America Out Loud, most of my audience is well aware that the World Economic Forum's Young Global Leader Initiative has yielded some of the most powerful people in the world, from leaders like Justin Trudeau and Gavin Newsom to tech giants like Larry Page and Mark Zuckerberg. The disciples of Klaus Schwab and the New World Order make up a huge chunk of control over our world today. What many may not know is that Elon Musk is among them. I don't hold it against you if you didn't know, because there seems to have been a concerted effort to hide this fact. Searching on Google and other platforms for information about any of the previous graduates of Schwab's School of Globalism reveals tons of information, but a similar search for Musk's participation is conspicuously slim. I had to go back to a 2008 Bloomberg article to find it. And we will read this article, titled Young Global Leaders Anderson Cooper and Leonardo DiCaprio Are the Most Exclusive Private Social Network in the World, by Bruce Nussbaum, published in March 17th of 2008. That's only a couple years after I got out of college. And it's revealed that Elon Musk, didn't go to college. It's revealed that Elon Musk, the chairman of Tesla Motors, the much-publicized electric sports car company, is a new young global leader. As the billionaire pushes to buy Twitter outright, the vast majority of conservatives on the social network have been cheering him on. This makes sense considering he's clearly trying to install a freer speech mentality there, denouncing censorship and claiming to be a free speech absolutist. But it must be noted that Musk is likely not the conservative hero that many want him to be. He has a history of promoting anti-American ideas like the universal basic income. He has talked about that. Stronger economic ties with communist China. And an outright embrace of a form of socialism that sounds a lot like the World Economic Forum's push for stakeholder capitalism. He seems to be making the right enemies in his bid for control of Twitter, as both the U.S. government and hedge fund giant Vanguard have been making moves to block and or intimidate him. That only endears him even more to conservatives, and while I think there's a good chance he's sincere, there's also a good chance that he's a shill for the globalist elites. That's from America Out Loud. So, that gives us some things to think about. And what I want you to do, your homework, is to go look this stuff up. Everything I've mentioned here. The Ghislaine Maxwell connections, the Epstein connections, the DARPA connections, you know, all that kind of stuff. And we're going to do some research right now.
Yeah.
So let's get started.
All
right. Going right into Google right now. And I will find my information. It is. Let's see here. Hold on. Let's give it a minute. Okay. Was that the one? No. Here it is. Young Global Leaders. Anderson Cooper and Leonardo DiCaprio are in the most exclusive private social network in the world. The World Economic Forum out of Davos, Switzerland, just announced its new 2008... Oh no, are they going to make me pay to read this? They might. Oh, they might. Oh, that sucks. You suck, Bloomberg. Why did they just blur the whole news article? Well, you know what I'll do? Yep, they want me to pay $1.99 a month. No. Fuck you.
No.
You'll make money off bullshit. Alright, so what I'm gonna do... We'll do this properly. Okay, archived 1 year ago. All right, thank you so much, archive.is. The World Economic Forum out of Davos just announced its new 2008 list of YGLs, Young Global Leaders. In a growing universe of private social networks, the YGL network has got to be one of, if not the, most exclusive SN around. A few weeks ago, I predicted that Cameron Sinclair, who founded Architecture for Humanity, would become a YGL. And he did. YGLers can find out who fellow members of the social network are in any particular city around the world by clicking on the map site. Works for regions too, not religions. Want to chat with a fellow YGLer if you're visiting Silicon Valley? Call up Mark Benioff, Shai Agassi, Sergey Brin, Gavin Newsom, San Fran Mayor, Jerry Yang, or John Battelle. If you're in New York, Business News TV star Maria Bartiromo is a YGLer. Sinclair is on the list of some 200 new YGLers from 65 countries that include Vikram Akula, Chief Executive Officer and Founder of SKS Microfinance India. I spent a dinner with Vikram, and his outfit is helping hundreds of thousands of people and has a portfolio of loans that's sounder than Bear Stearns. Steffi Graf, Founder and Chairperson of Children for Tomorrow, Germany. Wada Kanfar, Director General, Al Jazeera Satellite Network, Qatar. Mugo Kabadi, Group Chief Executive Officer, East African Cables, Kenya. Shakira Mebarak, singer and manager of the Pais Descalzos Foundation, Colombia. And Michelle Peluso, Chief Executive Officer of Travelocity.com. Now that is weird. Travelocity.com, huh? Among others. Anderson Cooper is a new YGL. So is the actor Leonardo DiCaprio. Eric Anderson, the CEO of Space Adventures, also made the cut. We have royalty on the list. The Queen of Morocco has made it. And the Queen of Jordan, the Director General of Al Jazeera Satellite Network, is also there. And the Governor of Louisiana. George Walker, Managing Director and Global Head of Investment Management for Lehman Brothers. Elon Musk, the Chairman of Tesla Motors, the much-publicized electric sports car company, is a new YGL. So basically, it is a unique group of elites selected by the World Economic Forum out of Davos, which seems to be very close to like the New World Order. Like those are the elite people that I guess would survive after everybody dies and they go in their little underground city or whatever they do.
We'll see.
We'll see, right? And let's see here. We've also got, since we're going to skip past that, let's look this up. DARPA funded Neuralink. Okay, it says, let's look at 2017. DARPA spending $65 million to fund brain-computer interfaces that could cure diseases. That sounds a lot like Neuralink, doesn't it? The Department of Defense will provide $65 million in funding to develop brain-machine interface technologies that could one day lead to major medical breakthroughs in hearing, vision, speech, and other brain-related disorders. The funding comes in the form of the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency contracts under the agency's Neural Engineering System Design, NESD program, part of a variety of projects meant to support former President Barack Obama's Brain Initiative. The contracts have been awarded to Brown University, Columbia University, the Seeing and Hearing Foundation, the John B. Pierce Laboratory, Paradromics, Inc., the University of California, and the University of California at Berkeley, DARPA announced Monday. The NESD program looks ahead to a future which advanced neural devices offer improved fidelity resolution and precision sensory interface for therapeutic applications, said NESD program founder Philip Alveda in a statement. By increasing the capacity of advanced neural interfaces to engage more than 1 million neurons in parallel, NESD aims to enable rich two-way communication with the brain at a scale that will help deepen our understanding of that organ's underlying biology, complexity, and function. You read that right. These companies and academic organizations' goal is to create neural links that can communicate with more than 1 million neurons. But it's as impressive as that sounds, it's still just a tiny fraction of the 86 billion neurons in the brain. For now, the NESD's mission is to uncover data relating to sensory functions like eyesight and hearing and create a basic foundation for brain-machine technology. So, okay. It also says that will involve myriad complications, technological, biological, and regulatory alike, which is why DARPA has chosen a range of grant winners focused on various aspects of the project, such as creating implantable devices that help restore speech or building a holographic microscope that can keep track of 1 million neurons. You can check out a full list of contracted firms and their initiatives in the article linked there. Down the road, the NASD will cooperate with regulators like the Food and Drug Administration to discuss possible clinical trial procedures in humans. While this may be one of the first major public-private partnerships for brain-machine interfaces, the private sector has already been chasing the science fiction-like dream. Eclectic billionaire entrepreneur Elon Musk made waves earlier this year when he announced that his latest venture, Neuralink Corp., is working to connect the brain with a computer interface within a decade. There's also been considerable progress on developing technologies that allow the brain to form connections to artificial limbs. So there you go. So yeah, and of course DARPA even says, we got a Twitter on DARPA. Let's check this out. It's a tweet. Since we're talking about Twitter, we're excited to see progress being made on Neuralink, on new neural interface tech. The sewing machine robot for placing electrodes was developed by UCSF with DARPA funds. This type of transition from government to industry shows how DARPA creates opportunity by removing technical risk. DARPA has a long history of pushing the limits of what's possible with our neurotechnology. Wow. It is interesting. So DARPA funded all this shit. There's even a I mean, so there you go. Neuralink is responsible for that. We're not going to go into the deep end and look at mind control technology. We'll wait until that actually becomes a thing. But yeah, so that's all stuff we need to look at when it comes to Elon Musk. I like Musk. I think Musk is a pretty cool dude. But I want to make sure that the Musk I'm seeing is genuine. I don't want some wolf in sheep's clothing coming along saying he likes free speech and then creates a mind control network or some crazy science fiction dystopian 1984 Brave New World style bullshit. I mean, that's fair, right?
Yeah.
Because I don't want any of that, and I don't think you do either. I like my brain thinking the way it does.
I'll say I don't mind. I want a platform where even the opinions I don't agree with
can
the
be
left
there.
Should be able to put their opinions as much as the right.
Yeah, and they shouldn't demonize people. And yeah. and don't forget about the center and the fucking libertarians like myself. Like, well, yeah, yeah, I everybody,
what I'm saying.
Every apolitical, yeah. Anybody that has an opinion should be able to fucking post it and not get fucking thrown under the bus for it.
Not even just limiting it to politics, like
right.
Lifestyle,
everything, entertainment.
They do what they want.
Everything.
Yeah.
I mean, games like Postal should exist in this environment.
Well, I mean, if you want free speech, which
yeah,
is
you
in
gotta
the Constitution,
yeah,
you should allow it on the platforms that are American platforms.
Absolutely. So, now that we've gotten done with that, let's go into the chats real quick. Invader Tech says the ring is fucking hilarious. Now, I haven't quite gotten the chance to really look at the ring, but it has been compared to the Trump election when Trump was inaugurated in. That's
the reading of what?
Reeing. Okay, reeing refers to autistic reeing. Like when people lose their mind, just oh my god, it's a blah, 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 blah. They lose their mind. Yeah, that's pretty much what the reeing is. He's gonna destroy everything. Everything he worked for. He's gonna. COVID's gonna come back. Yep, that's what they're saying. Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, you forgot Mal is a stage boss. Yeah, I know, I made him one. And be right back. It might be 10 p.m., but I'm starving. Well, he has returned. That's fine. Oh, it's 10 p.m. where he's at. Well, yeah, go get something to eat. We don't mind if you eat and listen to us. That's awesome.
Oh, I support it.
Yeah. You can fucking eat whatever you want while you're...
Or you could fuck and eat. I mean whatever. Whatever you want.
Yeah, I mean, if you... All right, so let's go into some other articles, because we do have some articles here.
Yeah.
Okay, now this is... Oh, we do have some stuff. Oh, Lord. Oh, yeah, we got to talk about this. Hold on. We're not going to go into that one right now, but we are going into this one. You want to hear some crazy shit?
Well, yeah.
Oh, man. This is the top. This is top tier crazy. The words that come out of my mouth, you're not going to believe. This is from the Tribune. 4 men gang rape, kill, and eat monitor lizard in India. Men are in their 20s and 30s, and they appear to have done it for fun, says local official. And one of the most bizarre incidents, police in India have arrested 4 men who allegedly gang raped, killed, cooked, and ate a monitor lizard in one of the country's most protected forest reserves. The incident took place on March 29th at the Sahyadri Tiger Reserve in the western Indian state of Maharashtra, according to Vice. The forest camera traps meant for tracking tigers caught the accused men trespassing the reserve's Chandoli National Park. Forest officials arrested the men between April 1st and 5th and found photos and videos on their phones of them gang raping a monitor lizard, then killing and eating. They reported it.
The rape,
There's also, listen to this. Listen to this. Read more. Pregnant cow raped in India. What the fuck is going on in India? They can't get pussy so bad they're referring to they're going to bestiality. I have never seen a crime like this before, Division Forest Officer Vishal Mali said. The men are in their 20s and 30s and they appear to have done it for fun. There was no religious or black magic agenda.
Oh, I will retain this cow's power if I only could rape it.
The men were identified as Sandeep Pawar Mange. They're Indian people. They're all locals.
Just know that.
Yeah, they are.
I'm not going to try to pronounce all
their names. Yeah, they
are
charged under India's Wildlife Protection Act of 1972. A local court granted them bail last week. The report. Wow, that must have been a hell of a fucking case. The report stated that India's monitor lizards are endangered. If it was another lizard, would it be okay?
I wonder if it was an injection marinade was the right.
Violators may be punished with a 7-year term. A report by wildlife advocacy groups recorded 82 cases of sexual abuse against animals in India between 2010 and 2020. That's too goddamn many. This was out of a total of 500,000 cases of animal-related crimes that include torture and killings. Most recent cases of sexual abuse against animals include a man raping and killing a pregnant goat in southern India and a 60-year-old man raping a female stray dog last year.
Maybe they got a pregnant
bestiality
fetish.
God damn! While the suspects are out on bail, Mally said the photos and videos of the incident have been sent to a forensic lab to build evidence for the case. Forest officials are also seeking legal advice on charging the accused under a law that criminalizes unnatural sex between humans and animals. Not only is this cruel, but there is a risk of zoonotic diseases from this kind of case. There are concerns of men carrying STDs and other infections from their act, Mally said. Mali said that manually surveilling over 1,000 square kilometers of reserve area is challenging for forest guards, but there are plans of deploying a new special protection force. We will get a team of 100 people who will guard the premises more effectively, he said.
Do
not fuck the lizard!
Just so animal won't get...
Oh my god, double murderer confesses to raping over 100 female corpses. What the fuck? This is also in India. This happened today. No, this is the UK.
Not all 100.
No, this is the UK. Double murderer confesses to raping over 100 female corpses in UK. No, it's not today. This happened in November 5th of 2021. I never heard about it. 67-year-old would work late shifts and go into morgue when other staff had left, often visiting same bodies repeatedly. Ugh. Wow. Good God. Christ. 12 years he did it. But yeah, the lizards, the cows, man, they raping everything over there.
Yeah.
That's some fucking shit.
Well, I've also heard they have a tradition of, it's almost like a rite of passage or something where they sexually harass the women on the streets, like grope them or grab them.
Well, we have...
I can't remember the name for it.
We've got a story from Fox 17 Nashville. Law requiring drunk drivers to pay child support if parent is killed passes the Tennessee Senate. Bentley's law aims to hold drunk drivers accountable by requiring them to pay child support if a parent is killed in a wreck. Under House Bill 1834 SB 2103, an impaled driver convicted of vehicular homicide will be ordered to pay restitution in the form of child maintenance to each of the victim's children until the kids are 18 years old and graduate high school. If the defendant is incarcerated and can't pay, the defendant is given 1 year after their release to begin payments. If the child reaches 18 but hasn't been paid in full, payments will continue until the child is entirely paid, the bill says. The bill passed the Senate 32-0 on Wednesday.
Wow.
Bentley's law was created by Cecilia Williams, who named the legislation after 5-year-old grandson. Williams says no amount of money will make up for the loss of his life, but hopes the law will lift some financial burdens of kids left without parents. It will always be a constant reminder to have the offender of what the person's actions have caused, Williams said. Jesus, is this new... Hold on. There's some more shit that happened. I love looking at articles. Listen to this. Tennessee man convicted of rape of an 8-year-old third grader. Whoa! A Tennessee man has been convicted of raping a third grade child, according to the Knoxville Police Department. Police report 53-year-old Eric Courtney Lato was convicted on multiple charges for the sexual abuse of an 8-year-old third grade girl. During the trial, the report's prosecutor stated the victim was at her elementary school when a school counselor was talking to students about good touches and bad touches. At that time, the victim disclosed that she had abused for several months by Leto. The child told investigators that, this is Leto actually, sexually abused her on multiple occasions. Following his arrest and while awaiting trial, Leto cut off his ankle monitor and fled to the Mexican border, but was captured by U.S. Border Patrol agents. Leto was convicted on 2 counts of rape of a child, solicitation rape of a child, and aggravated sexual battery. He'd be sentenced on May 20. Sentenced. They need to just put him in a red room and hand a man a gun. And you got any last words? Okay. Pull the trigger. Boom.
What?
Problem solved.
You're making it too acted out.
That's how that needs. That's how that needs right there.
Actually, just shoot them in the nuts and let them live a couple of years like that, and then...
And there's something else that I saw that I want to look up. Hold on, I think it's still there. It's from our previous article. But this seems to be something we need to look at for real, because it looks like some fuck shit.
Some of that?
Yeah, it looks like some fuck shit. Hold on. Hopefully it'll still pop up when I look at it. Hold on. Alright, hold on. I don't know if it's gonna show it. That's not it. Alright, hold on. Damn it, I might have lost it. But there was something also that they talked about, and it happened recently. I'm gonna go to their main page. This is Nashville Fox, but there was a... something that I think we need to look at here, especially. It just happened. And it kind of made me mad just looking at the article. So, yeah. Alright, hold on. I'm not seeing it now. Shit. That sounds pretty scary.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds pretty scary. Got some scary music playing. Okay. No. I'm not seeing it anymore. Content concerns. No, I'm not fucking seeing it. God damn it. It was something about a sexually aggressive sheet that was going out in schools.
Sheet?
Like like a paper.
Oh, are you talking about where they were teaching sex ed?
No.
Or
this is something different. I wonder if I can search it. Yes. I'm gonna. Oops, looks like something went wrong. I'm gonna open in browser and try it again. Alright. I'm looking. Worksheet. I'm gonna type in sheet. No. Unfortunately, I don't think we're gonna find it. Sorry, guys. It just seems to be something that I don't know. I'm gonna look up. Maybe I'll just type in worksheet. How about that? No. I don't know. I guess it just wasn't in the cards. But anyway, it was something about a sexually aggressive worksheet that was pissing people off, upsetting people. And apparently we don't have access to it. So, I'm sorry. Anyway, in response to the article, well, it's sad that if a parent dies, Shota Revolution says, well, it's sad if a parent dies. That sounds like some extortion to how it is supposed to be paid, child support. We already have punishment, and any judge would give the child right in that case. Maybe the work child support for me is also just to be, his English is not his main language. Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about the kid having, or the guy killed the parent.
Yeah, and Lurker says about the lizard. Wait, isn't it like this one? Not only did they fuck the lizard, they killed and ate it? Yes. And Tempest says, wall. Assuming they didn't get poisoned in the process, but them up against a wall. Assuming they didn't get poisoned in the process, put them up against a wall. Lurker says, oh, I can't look snake eater the same way if someone had different ideas on snake getting rapey on the animals he hunts.
Here it tastes like semen-covered chicken.
He says that, Lurker says that, seriously sucks for the lizard. I never knew an idea like that joke by edgy parody videos actually happened. Though the video was more about Doodleburger's character, Mr. Curly, from Hey Dad. Real actor actually abused the kid actor. Wow. Actually abused the kid actors later, getting accused of killing and raping a dead rabbit. Okay, Mal is showing me an article from the Observer. Let's see. Imagine having to watch hardcore pornography with your professors in a private college in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
It says, hardcore pornography is as American as apple pie, more popular than Sunday night football. Our approach to this billion-dollar industry is as both cultural phenomenon that reflects and reinforces sexual inequalities, but holds the potential to challenge sexual and gender norms, and as an art form that requires serious contemplation. We will watch pornographic films together and discuss the sexualization of race, class, and gender, and as an experimental radical art form. So they're basically going to watch porn and then dissect it using, like, Marxist fucking terminology. Marx, I was actually listening to Short Fat Otaku, and he's talking about what Marx was like when he was younger. Marx was not a wealthy man. You know what he did? Spent money like it was going out of style, and he would force his father to send him money. And his father actually got to the point where he's like, you've gone to more tailors than I can provide money for. In other words, he's saying, you spent so much money that I literally didn't make that much this week. So he's basically saying, well, yeah, the money should be free, you know, we shouldn't have money and all this other stuff, because he just wanted to spend all kinds of money. Yeah, and that's all it was. That's all it was. That's literally all it was, because he spent money like it was going out of style. And that's all in notes from his father to his son. His father was not happy with his son at all.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God. The letters from his father to Marx, definitely go read those letters. If you haven't, you'll be like, oh my God. And all these guys want to support this. These people want to, men and women want to support this shit. Even though they know that this was a spendthrift who was horrible with money, took advantage of his own father, who, you know, always berated him for not really being a man and getting a job. Like, Marx wasn't even a man. Marx was a fucking cuck. Okay, let's just be honest. Karl Marx is a fucking cuck. You know, we talk about weak men. We talk about, you know, pussified men. That's what Marx was. That's what Marx was. Karl Marx is a fucking cuck. I'm sorry. I mean, his whole, and that's why his philosophy appeals. I'm not sorry, actually. I'm not sorry. I'm not going to fucking apologize for that. He's a fucking cuck. Anybody that follows him is a fucking cuck. Like, no. When you read the letters and you see what he has to say, you're like, oh my God. I wouldn't pay attention to anything that this man says because of how he treats his own goddamn family. Like, if you treat your family like fucking shit, and I'm not talking about that they have, like, problems. I don't understand if you have problems with your family and, like, you don't get on well with them. But if you're like your father, you're like, oh, father, you haven't made enough money for me. Oh, I'm sorry, son. I only made this much money this winter. Maybe you've been spending too much money, perhaps.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Oh, I guarantee you, I wouldn't let my kids
any kind of... Lurker says, I don't get what that's for, really. How does that class help look for a job except the porn industry? Exactly. Well, but they're just trying to put fucking socialist barriers on porn. They're just trying to put these fucking communist barriers on everything. They're trying to make it like the PornoSec, which was supposed to go through and check all porn in 1984 to make sure that it was suitable for audiences. That's what they did. So, Boss left furious. Note in his shop window. Yeah, look at this. This one here. Boss leaves furious note in his shop window, hiring baby boomer staff after his two Gen Z cashiers quit. They don't know what work means. A small business owner has come under fire for the furious note he left on a shop window asking specifically for baby boomers. I apologize for us closing again, the note read. My two new cashiers quit because I said their boyfriends couldn't stand here for their entire shift. What?
Their boyfriends should be out making
money. Don't hire Gen Zs. They don't know what work actually means. Now hiring baby boomers only. That's a pretty awful and ageist sign, said one commenter. I'm pretty young and work 48 hours a week and never sit once while I'm on the clock. There are people who are young and hardworking. That is true. He added, there are many boomers I know of who don't do anything. It's all about attitude, upbringing, and motivation. But some thought that was the wrong way to approach the situation. A woman responded, please take time to sit on the clock. You shouldn't be proud of damaging your body for a boss that doesn't care. It's sick that this culture is normalized. People need to stop with the grind set and take care of themselves. Others shape personal experiences with similar situations. I once had a job where I was required to stand 8 hours a day. I didn't do much, yet I was allowed to sit because it would look... Yet I wasn't allowed to sit because it would look unprofessional. Me cleaning the same spot over again didn't make me look busy, but it definitely wrecked my back. Another shared, I work in a convenience store when I was 20. It was a small town, I worked 2 to 10. I was a 24-hour store, my baby boomer relief would often come in drunk. She added, I'd have to call my manager to send her home, and I'd close at midnight because we had no one else. My boyfriend would come up for those last 2 hours and help me clean up and sometimes play scratch-offs that he paid for. And one day I came into a passive-aggressive note posted about not allowing our boyfriends to hang out and scratch lottery tickets. I quit less than 2 weeks later. Many thought it was ridiculous to judge an entire generation based on two people, but others fixated on a more sinister reason the employees might have needed their boyfriends at work. But why did two employees have boyfriends standing next to them their entire shift? Were they feeling unsafe in the working environment and needed support? Asked one woman. Another echoed, there is so much information missing here. I bet the boss is creepy and made the employees feel unsafe. I can see no other reason for such a reaction. But several people were content to make jokes at Boomer's expense. Good luck finding a Boomer that wants to work, wrote one woman. It's so unlikely that you'll find a load of 58 to 77-year-olds that want to work as a cashier, something many of them don't even consider a real job for minimum wage. Okay. Winter says, I know of a local business who has expressed to me a similar sentiment. It seems to me in the case I observed, it was their lack of helpfulness, critical thinking skills. They'd be told to do something, they'd simple-mindedly on a surface level do it, then stand around not knowing what to do next or what to do that would make their actions fit bigger, better in the bigger picture of things. And Shota Revolution replies, sounds like the boss's fault. It's his job to get people to work. He sounds just as the guys he hired lacks any critical, helpful thinking skills. Whatever the fuck that's supposed to mean, tell your fucking workers what to do. You don't expect newbies to already know everything. Especially if they're first time working, what are they supposed to do outside of surface school doesn't teach them how to work, so obvious training will be needed anyway, which goes for most other jobs. He continues, even if someone like me went to a specialist school to teach him in a specific area, that doesn't mean I actually know how to work stuff immediately. That's the reason why in the beginning people show you the ropes and explain things. If you don't do this, what to expect. Also, some bosses are completely brain dead and ask for a test to be made in a specific way, but then attack you for doing what they said. If you want me to take the machine and just put it together in another room, then just say this. If you ordered me to do it in a specific way, don't attack me for doing exactly that. Okay, CD Projekt looking into menstrual leave after GOG announcement. Menstrual leave.
Menstrual it, boy.
The one thing that starts with men that men don't get.
Yep. Well, when do they work? If
right.
They get off work for that. They get
CD
off work.
Projekt looking into menstrual leave after GOG announcement. A big step for companies. And a huge step for equality in the workplace. Both within the games industry and beyond, GOG recently announced that it started offering menstrual leave to its employees.
How's that equality?
This means that whenever period pains occur, affected employees can take as much time as needed off work to recover. The menstrual leave days will be fully paid, with GOG estimating that result in affected employees taking an additional day off per quarter.
You know what they should do is give guys the chance to take off work, kind of like in Louisiana. They have off days because they never get snow days.
GOG is a subsidiary of Polish game developer and publisher CD Projekt. We know that. Following GOG's announcement, I reached out to CD Projekt PR director Radek Grabowski to ask whether the menstrual leave initiative might also extend to the parent company, which totals around 1,124 employees. He replied, GOG is spearheading this initiative, and we're looking into it for the whole CD Projekt. So all going well, we can see the progressive policy become standardized in one of the most famous game companies in the world, leading by example for others to do the same. As things stand, menstrual leave is almost unheard of in both video game and other companies, and the only countries that currently have any form of national menstrual leave are Indonesia, Japan, South Korea, Taiwan, and Zambia. The initiative to get menstrual leave implemented was spearheaded by GOG Culture and Communication Manager Gabriella Siemen-Kolwicz, who told Axios that the new policy fosters inclusiveness by accepting that there are biological differences in the workplace. By giving such additional days off, we acknowledge these symptoms are real. Simonkowitz added, I can only hope that this policy would serve as a sign that GOG is an inclusive company that respects individual needs of its employees and that everyone can feel both safe and appreciated here. Yeah. So, there you go.
Yep.
Okay. Now we've got one that's interesting here.
Yeah.
My kind of story. New York Post. My tree trunk legs are ruining my sex life because men are intimidated. She never skips leg day. A Brazilian bodybuilder claims her gym honed legs are standing in the way of her sex life, scaring off men who have skinnier stems. Ann Lima, 34, oh, I know her, says her tree trunk gams measure just over 2 feet in circumference and are often on the receiving end of backhanded compliments and cruel jokes. The size of my legs have already made some men fail to get an erection in the bedroom. Well, that wouldn't be my problem. The beauty bluntly told Jam Press on Thursday. Obviously, she's with the wrong man.
She looks like.
She's a bodybuilder. She's big.
Well, you're into
body I'm numbers. Into them. The size of my legs have already made some men. Okay, hold on. We talked about that. They're very surprised because most of the time my legs are bigger than theirs. She candidly continued, claiming men have compared her legs to those of soccer star Cristiano Ronaldo.
Oh, man, that's a... Yeah, that might be there.
It affects me a lot because I'm embarrassed and they think I'm weird next to them. I don't know. I don't mind her. Nothing on the right.
Nothing wrong with that.
There's another picture. Yeah, I don't think there's a problem with it. I think she's pretty hot.
She's coming up with shit to victimize herself with. That's everybody's...
Her lips are really fucking plastic, though. Lima says she has been working on her fit physique for more than 13 years, building up her muscular legs with a series of strenuous strength exercises. But the fitness queen, who is representing Rio de Janeiro in this year's Miss Bum Bum competition, says her stems have also been the subject of amusement outside the bedroom. I don't really care for the comments, she says. I get it all the time. I get it at the gym and even stopped on the street. Once a stranger asked to rub my legs, that was pretty weird. It makes me feel bad because changing my body was an act of love for myself, the beauty further declared.
Then she says, catch me on OnlyFans.
Let me actually check that. Despite her sex life suffering, Lima says she is proud of her big strong stems and has no plans to tone down her gym routine. My legs are really natural. I've never had any kind of procedure, she enthused. You can see the muscle cut. There's nothing that imitates muscle. The Brazilian beauty added that self-love is far more powerful than any kind of validation from a man. When I look in the mirror, I see a big and strong tree. I like her, you know. And, of course, Lurker says they look more bulked than tree trunks. It's the top bit. Got steroids and the meat expanded. That's probably true. A lot of them do steroids. Yeah. It's not even a joke anymore that they do them. Let's see here. Oh, while we're waiting... I should announce Humble Bundle doing something actually fucking good. 90s Image Comics, like the kind I'm reading right now. You know, we did Spawn Volume 1 to 6. You can get all 20 of them. And you can get Savage Dragon. All the classics, man. Like, look at this shit. It's $25. But you get Spawn 1 to 20. Astro City 95 to 96. You get Battle Chasers Anthology, Savage Dragon Issues 1 to 102, Cyber Force Volume 1, Shadow Chronicles Volume 1, The Darkness Issues 1 to 41, Witchblade Issues 1 to 61, and the Savage Dragon Baptism of Fire for $25. Pretty good, pretty good. I'm checking to see if I already have some of those books, because I think I do. But if you don't have Image, classic Image, 90s Image, that's what you want. Before they got woke. There you go. Check them out. Good stuff. Now, we're going to go look up. We are going to check this out real quick. We are going to check this out. Let me see. Her name is Ann Lima. I bet she has an OnlyFans. Just going to check this out. Yes.
Yeah,
the naughtiest Brazilian girl you've ever met. Subscribe for explicit photos, videos on feed, and make any requests. Tell me how you like it.
They come Australia.
I'm a super fun person that loves to travel the world. Have fun. Oh, no, that's Angel Lima. Let me make sure this is the right one. I've never been on this site before in my life. Well, no, I had been on it when I was trying to make one for the anime, for the hentai stuff. No, that's not her. That's not her. Those are the wrong legs.
Yep, those are tree trunks.
No, she's not on OnlyFans. Holy shit, not yet, guys.
Well, there you have it.
Unless she's going by this. Hold on, let's see. Maybe she's going by Anna Lima. If it's not, then it's not her. Let's see. No, there's absolutely nothing here. I even know you could have a page with nothing on it. But yep, she's not on it, guys. She is not on OnlyFans. Okay. Now, we've got some interesting little articles here. We've got some funny articles. We're not going to do all the funny articles, but we'll do some funny ones. And then we'll stop. Because we've got Being a Dick and Super Seducer to do. By the way, little announcement about Super Seducer. Richard LaRuna has announced that because they banned Super Seducer 3 from Steam, that he has quit making the Super Seducer games. I mean, done. He is not making Super Seducer 4. There's not going to be Horror Seducer. They're dead. He says he's thinking about going back to stock trading. He was pretty good at that. Probably where he got a lot of his money anyway. But he did reduce the price of the game, Super Seducer 3, just that one. I don't even know where you're going to get. I guess the first and second one are R, because I don't know if you can even get the first and second one on Steam or anywhere else. So if you want an R for those, you can get them. Go on the 7Cs, get them. But the third game is on itch.io, and it's just $12. It originally was like $30-something dollars, and now it's like $12. And if you want the extra pack that has all this other stuff with it, all these extra videos and just bonus stuff, you can get that for $15. So there you go. And you get the whole copy of the game we just played for a hell of a lot cheaper. And, yeah, I mean, it kind of sucks because those were really interesting little games.
Oh, yeah, they're
fun. But now they're gone pretty much. And it's because people read. You're taking advantage of women. There were all these women in it.
They were the ones signing up to do it.
10 common things you're... you know what? Probably all these fucking ham beasts that are upset that those hot, attractive women... Well, he doesn't have any ham beasts in there. Doesn't have any...
Doesn't have any water buffaloes.
Yeah. No water buffaloes. No big-ass German shepherds. 10 common things your husband said. Oh, no. This is an old one. This is an old one, but we can do it. 10 common things your husband says and what he's actually thinking. Let's see if we can agree with this one. It can be hard to tell what your husband is actually thinking. Is he saying exactly what he thinks? Is he actually thinking about another woman? Would he still love you if you were Mr. Snuffleupagus from Sesame Street? So many questions. Luckily, we have all the answers. All but one of us Babylon Bee writers are male. They made us hire MJ for affirmative action. So we know exactly what men are thinking and can provide accurate translations. Here you go! 10 common phrases and what men are actually thinking when they say them. It's fine. Means, it's fine. We can eat anywhere you want. We can eat anywhere you want. What am I thinking about? Nothing. What am I thinking about? Nothing. Huh? Oh, that's interesting. The Fellowship couldn't have just taken the Eagles into Mordor. First, Eagles aren't like the Uber drivers of Middle-earth or something. They're majestic creatures, messengers of Valinor, and are unconcerned with the affairs of men. Secondly, they would easily have been spotted and taken down by the Nazgul and their flying mounts. Finally, it's very likely Frodo would have seized the ring for himself, as no mortal can resist the ring, and he hadn't had the chance to have mercy on Gollum, the act that ultimately saved Middle-earth. 5. Yeah, that outfit looks great. We were supposed to be at church 20 minutes ago. You do look good, but honestly, at this point, you could wear the curtains and I wouldn't care as long as we get out the door. That's true. 6. You look nice today. That means you look nice today. 7. Your friend, I don't think she's pretty at all. It's a trap! Yeah, that's nice. Oh no, she was talking to me? Did that's nice make any sense at all? Please, please don't let me ask her to repeat what she said. No, it's okay, babe. I can drive. I wish to live. 10. I love you. You are the most amazing person I've ever met. Honestly, I'm just a complete state of shock. Every morning I wake up, you're next to me. I pinch myself every day because there's just no plausible reason a woman as incredible as you should be with an oafish man child like me, but here you are. But it's hard for me to express my feelings in words sometimes as I'm more of a fist bumper and high fiver, so I'll just say I love you and hope you get the message. See, he's deep under that rugged exterior. Now go ask him what he's thinking about. And husbands, if you ended up here by mistake, here's guide to translating your lovely wife's facial expressions. Yeah, you're going to have to get some caffeine.
That's what I was thinking.
It said, a handy guide to translating your wife's facial expressions. What are women thinking? What are they feeling? What do they want from us? So many questions. Luckily, you've got Babylon Bee, and we know some women. Some of us are even married. So we went to our wives and told them we were going to write an article explaining facial expressions. They said, that's fine. Everything is fine. So we went ahead and did it, since they obviously approved greatly. Here you go. Every facial expression your wife has and how to translate it. The it's fine look. Translation, it's fine. Everything is fine. No, go and hang out with your friends. It's totally fine. It's not fine. It's not fine. Everything is terrible. You're seriously going to go hang out with your friends? Totally not fine. Thought you know what you did look. You did something wrong. Rack your brain. Retrace every step over the past 17 hours and figure out what it was. The let's get romantic look. Let's get romantic. The romance right now. Are you crazy look. Are you serious right now? The, oh, by the way, the joke is that every single face is the same face.
Yeah.
The you cheated on me in a dream last night look. If your wife gives you this look, it means you cheated on her in her dream last night. Make it better with chocolate. The no, I'm happy to eat there wherever you want, babe. Sounds great. You have failed to be decisive while also reading her mind about where she wants to eat, even though she doesn't even know. Why did she even marry you anyway? The wait, which one was this again? Oh no, what'd we do? This might be the it's fine look, but it could be the it's not fine look, or maybe the dream one. Oh no, deploying chocolate countermeasures. Please send help. That was funny. That was funny. And finally, we have one last article at the top of the hour. Nation wishes there was some way they could have known about the Hunter Biden laptop story before the election. U.S. The New York Times has confirmed the authenticity of Hunter Biden's laptop story, leaving many Americans wishing... Oh, this is also Babylon Bee. Wishing there was some way they could have known about this before the 2020 election. If only there was some kind of system in America designed to expose crimes and corruption and put it on like a TV or something, said Bob Billy Bale, local American. Then we could make informed decisions about who we vote for. Someone should invent something like that. And confirming the authenticity of the laptop, the New York Times confirmed Hunter Biden's engagement in underage sex trafficking, abuse, felony, drug use, corrupt multi-million dollar deals with foreign governments to enrich himself and his dad, Joe Biden, money laundering for the president, really bad teeth. Yikes. Wow, this Biden guy seems like bad news, said Billy Bale. I probably shouldn't have voted for him like the people on TV told me to do. Are we sure those people on TV know what they're doing? Sources say many Americans hope to vote for someone else in the next election as long as they can afford gas to get to the polls. All right. So that's going to be it for the show.
Yeah.
And, I thank you guys for listening. Oh, man. It has been a crazy show. We covered so much different shit. And I'm kind of hoarse, but we still got to do Being and Dick and other stuff. So, you guys have been great. And,
more comments?
I don't think there's anything else. Nope, that's all we got. Thank you guys, and I guess we're going to be out of here.
All right, later.
Enjoy what's on the menu or the decline or whatever. All right. All right, we're out, folks.